guys, we're back.
Woo!
Good one. Welcome to a new episode, everyone.
I was dragged here like a caveman dragging his girlfriend out of a bed by the
by
hair.
By the hair. Yeah. Are you sleepy?
No, just, you know how you sometimes have that amazing nap where your feet and your whole body just feel so warm and cozy?
Yeah.
You don't want to get up. And then you do when you feel great, but you're a little still, you know, mellow and... Yeah. No, I'm getting there. Don't worry. I got my coffee.
You ever hit that good, like, revelation where you go to bed and then as soon as you wake up, you just immediately think, damn, I slept great.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I love that so
Once
much.
A month.
Yeah. It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it's just like, fuck, man. That was well worth it. I'm glad I went to sleep.
Jackson's pretty much given up on sleep. Do you want to talk about that, Jackson?
Sleep is so hard now. I hop into bed and it's like 4 hours of tossing and turning, and then I get maybe like 3 hours of sleep, and then I wake up miserable.
What's your sleep environment like?
It's a bed.
I mean, like, how is it dark? Is it quiet?
I completely shut off everything. Like, there's no light in the room whatsoever, but I just still toss and turn.
Is it too warm?
No, I've got the fan on. I can't sleep without a fan on. Well, I can't sleep at all anyway, but I like a fan on.
Is it loud enough to white noise?
Yeah, I need the white noise as well.
Yeah.
It's like the situation is perfect. I'm comfortable. I can't get my brain to drift off. I'm just always thinking.
Always thinking about Jurassic World evolutions, huh?
Yeah, maybe once it releases, then I'll finally get some rest. Rest.
Something else you could try is find some, like, light music and just put it on very quietly, because that'll kind of give your brain something to like think about and focus on. It helps for me.
I've honestly tried a lot of stuff, music as well, but I think it's getting to the point where I might need to go see a doctor and get some kind of medication or something, because it is honestly awful.
Definitely
get to sleep.
19. Who doesn't need sleeping pills?
Oh.
21, but yeah.
Do you drink caffeine?
No, I only drink water, really.
Oh. Fuck. Do you eat not sleeping food?
Well, it's not sleeping food. What do you mean?
Awake ham and alert chicken?
I mean, I've got enough energy throughout the day and stuff, so...
Was it just one of those...
I don't think my diet's the issue.
Is it just one of those things where you just lay there and you're constantly jumping from subject to subject in your head?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, without, like, any kind of... preconceived notion of why the subject comes up or anything like that.
It just happens. You should take my advice and just turn on Jurassic World and just fall asleep to that pile of shit.
Okay.
Have you tried melatonin?
No, I have not tried melatonin.
You should try that.
I never had much of a benefit from melatonin. It never really helped me. If you're listening, melatonin, you're a big old fucking scam.
What fixed it for you?
What fixed it for me?
Yeah.
Just sleeping.
You don't fucking say.
But how did you get there?
Do you ever work out?
What?
Jackson.
yeah. Sometimes. Not before bed, though.
How much, though? I mean, just throughout the day, do you ever tire yourself out?
Yeah, like I stretch and stuff because I'm seated most of the time, so
okay,
I like
stretching isn't a workout.
Hour. Well, no, you just said, are you active, basically?
Yeah, no, I mean like actual workout for like an hour a day, not just stretching your legs while you're sitting.
Well, I don't work out every day, but maybe once every 2 or 3 days, yeah.
You should try doing sit-ups.
I do a lot of sit-ups, yeah.
More sit-ups.
I'll try more sit-ups. Where is this going?
I don't know. I'm just trying to help.
It's just a game of momentum, Jackson. Once you fall asleep once, you'll start getting in the habit and you'll just be really banging out some sleep.
I still fall asleep. It just takes a while to get there.
How long does it take?
Like 3 hours, 4 hours.
Okay, that's far too long. Maybe you're just not ready for bed.
But I feel tired.
Yeah, feeling tired is normal. You might not be sleepy. You might just be tired.
But by that point, I've been awake for like 16 hours.
Maybe you're just hotwired.
Maybe I'm an Android. Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. But I'll figure something out. I feel good now, though.
That's good.
I'm glad I got it off the chest with you boys. Thank you for that.
Hopefully the watertight advice that was lent here today will help you in some manner.
I don't know how it couldn't. It's perfect. Look, let's go ahead and get this out of the way so we can have topics. Let's start with the things we like corner, and we'll go from there. How about that?
Okay. Yeah, Detroit Become Human. That's mine.
Damn it. I don't want you guys to spoil it, though, because I'm playing it tonight.
I'm not gonna spoil anything for you, but they do become human, and it is very good. I'm really enjoying it. If you like story-driven games, then yeah, you'll love this.
I like David Cage games, though, because there's some...
Oh, then
there's
you absolutely
always,
love this.
Yeah, there's always batshit moments in them that just make you question why. I love him.
You'll love Connor's storyline, then. Connor's storyline awesome. Is easily the best.
Is there any awkward, like, French voice acting lines? Just weird translations?
No, they're all pretty good.
Damn it.
This is definitely the best David Cage game, I think.
That's not saying anything at all.
Well, yeah.
I mean, look at the competition. Beyond Two Souls, Heavy Rain, and Omicron.
Heavy Rain was hailed as a really good game. I think it's fine.
Not really good, but it was okay. I personally liked it. But...
It was touted as a different game.
Exactly.
Yeah. Wasn't it the first game of that whole, wow, it's just like a movie genre?
Yeah.
It was one of them, yeah. So David Cage, I don't know if you know much about the man himself. He's batshit insane and very French. And at one point when he was making Heavy Rain, he said, game overs are a failure of the game designer. And he wanted people to only play Heavy Rain once and then never again for a perfectly authentic experience.
He's also battling a legal case right now where his employees are saying they were treated poorly. And his response was, I cannot believe this.
He sounds like Tommy Wiseau. I cannot believe this. How
Is
dare
this the
they?
New fucking thing now, just we've been treated poorly by our boss or coworker. And then like 20 years later, they'll make a sad music compilation with Morgan Freeman flirting with his interviewees.
Well, Morgan Freeman's was a bit more than that, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
Well, there is no evidence of it. The only evidence they had was that video. Did you guys see that?
Where they made a compilation
of his past interviews, and they put all this ominous music, and it's literally just two scenes of him trying to kind of sort of be polite and flirt with two interviewers.
Ooh, going for both.
Literally everyone would do, including women with male interviewers.
I haven't seen the clip, so I don't have much to say on that. All I know is the claims.
Yeah, and he's outright denying it super hard.
I think he's guilty.
I think he's black.
It's all that melatonin.
Yeah.
Wait, which one's the one that makes you sleep?
Melatonin.
Yeah.
And it also makes you black.
No, that's
that was
melanin.
A joke. That's melanin.
Oh, yeah. Melanin.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman's been popping melatonin for decades now. He used to be white.
Yeah.
He's got revitiligo.
Sounds like a miracle drug.
Well, revitiligo is a disease.
Andrew, what about you? What do you like this week?
Oh, God, I hate everything.
You just had a really fun day yesterday, man.
I have a fun day every day. I really like Tootsum. There we go.
Tootsum?
Tootsum is like this giant two-story industrial factory restaurant that makes candy, but also has food, and the food is fucking phenomenal.
It's at Universal Studios. It's also my favorite restaurant as well.
It's really, really great. All the food. It's giant. It is. It seats probably, I don't know, 800 people more. It's nuts how just large scale it is, and yet the food is delicious. There's never really any issues. The wait is always long. Like, it's 30 minutes minimum to get in, but...
Don't you have to go into the Universal theme park, though, as well?
It's free parking. If it's after 6, it's free parking, and it's not in Universal, it's on Universal City Walk, which is just free admission.
Yeah, which is before the park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's a fantastic restaurant, and it's steampunk themed. So, like, everyone's got goggles and all this shit, and the mascot is a dude in a giant robot costume. It's cool.
That sounds annoying.
It's not.
It's really very cool, yeah. What do you mean
really
annoying?
Cool.
You one of those guys that goes to Chuck E. Cheese and spits on the mouse or something?
Really? How rude. Yeah, you go to Chuck E. Cheese. Jackson, you're the kind of guy who goes to Chuck E. Cheese for the pizza and goes, I hate all this kid shit. God.
What's Chuck E. Cheese?
You're the kind of guy that goes to Chuck E. Cheese and says, damn, those animatronics suck dick.
Yeah,
what
really.
Is Chuck E. What, is it just like a kid restaurant?
Oh, wait, you have the Australian version. It's Dingery Dudos. No, Chuck E. Cheese is a kid's restaurant where you get pizza, you watch animatronics fuck around, and you play arcade games.
Why would you go to that?
Because you're a kid, that sounds fucking amazing. What are you talking about, Jackson?
Why would you go to that? It sounds like it's glorified.
Because I was 10? Like, what are you, what's your argument?
You were just arguing that you wanted to go there now, though. You said
what? What?
No, you said, Jackson, you're the kind of guy that goes to Chuck E. Cheese and says he doesn't like the animatronics.
Yes, that's, we're making fun of you because
it's an expression
saying,
because you're saying the robot guy at Toothsome is annoying.
When he's clearly a mascot for children
stuff.
And he's fun.
No, yeah.
You're the kind of guy who goes to Mickey Mouse. You're the kind of guy who goes to Disney World and is like, I wish Mickey Mouse wasn't here. He's so goddamn annoying.
Well, he is, to be fair.
Well, yeah, but
the others
you
are
get the
better.
Point. You get the point.
Yeah.
Who is we can take a break from the like corner. Who is everyone's favorite Disney character?
I don't think I have one.
Do princesses count?
Mm-hmm.
This was one of the first questions we got on.
Oh
this
my god,
podcast.
You're right. Oh, yeah, Disney princess. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I think I either picked Moana or Elsa. Oh damn, they gotta get together for a duo buddy cop movie. Moana controlling the waves and then Elsa just freezes them. They'd be the amazing Avatar team.
I think mine's Brave.
Oh, that's a Merida or whatever.
I don't know her name.
Yeah,
I just like redheads.
That's a really interesting choice.
You just go to Disney movies going like, yeah, I'd fuck her.
I mean, if we're including Pixar, that opens up a bunch of choices.
All right, well, let's open up Pixar.
Just
Wreck-It
Ralph.
What do you want to fuck out of that universe?
A lot of things. Mrs. Incredible. Probably Eve. That robot from Wall-E. She's hot as fuck.
Boss
She's like
Baby.
A simplistic trash can.
Boss Baby. No, Boss Baby's DreamWorks, I think.
Yeah, it's DreamWorks.
Yeah. You almost got me with the Shrek argument, but nope. DreamWorks.
Shrek argument? Is he known for fucking babies?
Well, he's an ogre.
I have no idea what the Shrek argument is. Was this used in the court of law?
Well, yeah, you don't remember Shrek 4 when that baby goes to Shrek's home and he's like, what are you doing in my swamp? And then it cuts to him just fucking it ruthlessly.
Shrek 4? Why would you even watch the first?
I think it's called Shrek 4D.
Well, the first Shrek is a very good movie. It's dated, but it was a good movie.
The second one was also alright.
Yeah.
Shrek 3 and 4 were bad.
Come back to me on that one. Charlie, it's your turn for what you like.
For what I like?
Yeah.
Yeah, this week, what do you like?
Yeah. I bought... Jackson, you'll know the character. I bought a Watto statue, and I like him. He's the junk guy from the Phantom Menace Star Wars Episode 1.
Don't know it.
The Zaboba.
You'll recognize him instantly by look.
Yeah, he's like the flying mucus goblin thing.
I don't remember it.
Let me tell you boys something. I helped him carry it out of the place. Watto is fucking heavy.
Yeah, he's
flying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, the one people always jokingly call the Jew.
Yeah, the Zaboba. That's a no good here. That guy.
What did you like this week, Kaya?
Quite a bit. I don't know, I guess most recently today morning that made me really just laugh is one of those guys who tried dancing on Total Biscuit's grave,
yes.
Exposed as a pedophile. Always got to appreciate the irony in these assholes getting unmasked as these sex pests who rape women and children apparently, and then they go on Twitter telling the rest of us what sexists we are. This one's for you, Shane Wilson Butler.
Is that the guy?
It's so good. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I heard about that, yeah. It's always interesting. The expression always rings so true. Not every rapist is a male feminist, but every male feminist is a rapist. Every time this comes up, I'm going to keep quoting that because it's just such an accurate statement. It's unreal.
It keeps happening.
It doesn't stop.
How does it keep happening? How? I've yet to see even a single one of these anti-gamer male feminists turn out to be a decent human being. It's always some sort of a predator.
To be fair, though, that's because the decent ones never make the headlines or anything.
Yeah, because
that's
the decent true. Ones don't go on Twitter yelling at some guy's dead, widowed wife and child, talking about what an evil man he was.
It's because the decent ones go, all right, I'm for women's rights. Oh, wait, they can vote. Wait, they can get a job. Wait, they can... Oh, okay, we're good.
No, they go, I didn't agree with this guy, but, you know, rest in peace.
I mean, that's it.
They have class.
How fucking difficult can that be?
They're not psychopaths that go on there and do that kind of ridiculous shit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's something I like right there.
That's good. This podcast is sponsored by Lisa.
I slept so well on it.
I haven't slept well at all, and that's because I don't have a Lisa mattress. Luckily, the boys here are here to tell me about how Lisa mattresses can solve my sleeping issues. Please, take it away, Andrew.
Okay.
Convince me.
It's time for me to take it away. That's because if you have a Lisa mattress, I'm going to try to take it away from you, because it is one of the most comfortable mattresses I have ever slept on. I got to be real with you, boys. I had a mattress in my bedroom I was sleeping on. I'm like, okay, that's comfy. Then I got the Lisa mattress. And I went, oh, wow, okay, game has changed. Mattresses will never be the same. Fantastically comfy. 23,000 mattresses are donated thus far, because one mattress is donated for every 10 sold by Lisa. That is a mark of quality, that is a mark of production, and that is a mark of an American business on the up and up. There are 11,000, or more than 11,000 five-star reviews, 300,000 happy sleepers and counting. I am throwing numbers out. Why? Because numbers are easier for your complex pattern-seeking brain to understand. So let me give you one final number, one last number. You can get $160 off your Lisa mattress. That is at least two copies of Detroit Become Human out now by going to lisa.com/Charlie
official
for the deepest discount they've ever offered. That's the deepest sleep for the deepest discount, Jackson.
I think that is technically their deepest discount they've offered, because our last ad reads have said 150 off, so they just keep adding on.
Really? We are so good at selling Lisa mattresses, they're going to eventually give them away. Because they know that it's the best match. They feel like they're committing a war crime by not just giving it to the people, because it's such a good mattress.
Did we actually give the URL? Lisa.com/official.
Yeah, we did that with me and Charlie.
With L-E-E-S-A.
Oh yeah, we have to specify that, I think.
Oh yeah. L-E-E-S-A.com/official, yo. All right, I gotta take this moment here to call out a YouTuber in the community, and I think it's time.
No. Oh, be careful. Yeah. Everyone's gonna care for some reason. Go ahead.
Don't attack Charlie. He's innocent.
Yeah.
No. I'm going
he
to
didn't
attack
want to be on the news.
This fucking monster, Mr. Beast. How dare you use your power and fame to give people hundreds of thousands of dollars free charity, but then, like 9 years ago, you once called Windows gay. How fucking dare you?
I read that. The Atlantic broke the story.
How fucking dare you? Yeah, they did. That brave woman. What was her name? She needs a fucking
Taylor
statue.
Connors. Taylor Connors, baby. Let's get that golden idol out there. She saved the internet.
Taylor Connor, if the Terminator ever comes for you, I'll jump in front of any bullet. I forgot. You're like you're like Rosa Parks.
Oh, excuse me. Before we keep attacking Taylor Connors, it's Taylor Lorenz.
Oh.
Excuse me, Taylor Connors. Excuse me, Taylor Connors.
All right, well, I guess we should give people some background as well. Which, would you like to do it, Charlie?
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with Mr. Beast. He's very well known for giving a lot of money away to streamers and such and, like, friends. And it's usually just out of generosity, and he makes a viral video out of it. And... well, The Atlantic posted something today from Taylor Lorenz, not Taylor Connors, and it was about how a long, long time ago he said gay with like a negative connotation, like talking about something. I think it was Windows. I don't quite remember that. But then they were like just saying how he's a horrible fake human being because he said he was homophobic. He's just the worst thing on the internet despite all of his fake charitable givings. It's just...
these are the types of people celebrating cancer beating someone.
Yeah, I mean, he's truly a generous guy. I'm just looking at his videos, and I sorted by most viewed. His most viewed one is him making fun of children's Minecraft intros. And then his second most viewed is him giving $30,000 to an unknown up-and-coming Twitch streamer, a Ninja. So the man is truly the beacon of charity that we all know and love. And by that, I mean the rest of his videos are him actually giving away a bunch of money. I'm making jokes here, but the man...
Sounds like you don't. It sounds like you're jealous, Andrew.
Yeah. No, just...
Did you write that article? Are you Taylor Lorenz?
Oh, look, just because I'm in the pocket of Taylor, and just because I think she's gay... does not mean that this is a good YouTuber.
Oh, no, this guy, is going to come back to bite you 9 years from now when you've made it big.
No, who gives a shit? I'm perusing this guy's channel, though, and he does seem like he does a shitload of giving money away. If it's real.
Yeah.
I mean, there, I don't... Okay,
I keep up with it. I keep up with a lot of it.
Stolen credit cards?
He gets sponsors. His biggest one is Quid, and they just give him, like... hundreds of thousands to give away as a promotional event as well, but it's money he's giving away to people, like
why
tipping
doesn't he
pizza
just buy
guys.
A poster then,
Mr. Beast? Yeah, that could be your next viral video. I bought a cum covered poster for $50,000
to prove I'm not gay, or whatever the article was.
Take that.
I like that. Also, Mrs. Lawrence does no longer have the article up on her Twitter, so I can't find it. Goddamn link.
You guys are all just insensitive fucking idiots, though. You have to remember that context never matters, and that words have power, okay? That's why, you know what? Fuck it. I'll do it. Some people are gay. There. Said it. That's it. I'm waiting for the libel to come in.
Does
I'm
Chance
for
the Rapper
insult.
Think they should vote Democrats, though?
Oh, God.
What is it, Andrew?
Who knows, man? Who cares? He said it. He's a horrible person. Remember, context never matters. The fact that you say anything at all is bad. Okay, and that concludes the podcast.
I'm sorry, I was looking for the fucking article. Did she just backtrack?
No, The Atlantic still has it up. Ethan posted a link to the article, but Taylor Lorenz is embarrassed of it, so she took it down.
It wasn't her finest work.
Yeah, she wasn't too proud of this one.
No, she was definitely not apologetic that she's... because I'm trying to find out, so... I know if I should mock her or not.
She
if she's sorry about
been,
it, then that's fine.
She might not have been apologetic, but I guarantee you she took it down because she didn't want to get harassment or whatever.
Yeah, it's going to be this whole thing about death threats, sexism, or whatever, because a female wrote an article. It's going to be one of those type of deals. But she took it off her Twitter. The article is still up, though. I'm going through the article right now.
The article that they can't see on an audio podcast.
Yeah, no, I know, I'm done going through it, but yeah. Kai is right. One of the things he said is Windows is gay.
Look, can we get to the more important article here, how Kotaku is now complaining that there were no women in the opening scene to Saving Private Ryan?
Finally, the hard-hitting issues.
Are they?
I'm trying to verify.
What? Why are they tackling something that's like 20 years ago?
Because Battlefield 5 came out.
We had sexism up to 20 years ago.
God.
You might not believe this, but sexism was popular back then.
Jeez. Oh yeah, on the battlefield especially. Mm-hmm. Turns out people had this weird rule where there shouldn't be any kids and women getting gunned down on the beaches of the Normandy.
We need more kids in the army. Can we have equality finally, please? Yeah. I want a 9-year-old filing my taxes as well, if possible.
Taking bullets for me.
We should just send all kids over in our army, because then the opponents will feel too bad sending down kids.
Is this the best they have to offer? Are these their champions?
God damn it. I've been duped by a fake screenshot. Let's just take all that out.
I'm sorry, Sarah Connor.
No. He's talking about the Kotaku one. We didn't mean to slander Kotaku's spec-free reputation.
I was totally duped, though, because that is exactly something they would say.
It's a testament 100%. To their integrity that you can't really even tell if it's real.
I mean, is it the mark of good satire or the mark of a shitty journalism? Let's you be the judge.
Don't say that.
Oh, yikes. God, I'm sorry. Let me fix it. Kotaku is gay. Oh, fuck, I just keep doing it. Oh.
Does Kotaku still publish articles? Last I checked, they were, like, begging for money, like, not too long ago.
Well, weren't they owned by the same company that owned Gawker or something?
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they got fucked real hard?
Yeah, they're all under the same blanket.
Yeah, they are. Same with Lifehacker, Gizmodo, Jezebel.
I don't know those three, but I know Kotaku not too long ago was begging their readers to start paying for their articles.
God.
You gotta pay per article?
No, just kind of like the Wikipedia way, except with Kotaku.
That's not that's not too bad, I guess.
No, it's not like, it wasn't like intrusive. I know you can't read anything with Adblock on anymore, but I also know they were begging for money.
You can't read anything with Adblock on?
No, if you go to Kotaku and try to read one of their articles now and you have Adblock on, it tells you to turn it off.
I'm on Kotaku right now.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Well, why did this happen to me earlier then?
I don't
know.
You're
just incompetent.
Because you're dumb.
Oh, it's because my ad block has crashed.
Oh, Jesus, dude. You've got to take care of your ad block like a child.
I know. I didn't know it crashed.
It's precious, man.
When did this happen? How long have I been vulnerable?
Quick! Fix it.
How do I CPR it back into working order?
Everyone should get ad block.
God, yeah, for real. Where the fuck is
should get sponsored by Adblock. Give us some ads, Adblock.
There we go.
Don't worry, Charlie. On the upside, I'm reading their article on the best games for Xbox One. And so far, three of them are exclusive. One of which... Actually, no. If you count PC, one of them is exclusive.
Which one's that?
Gears of War 4.
Yeah.
Which, actually, I think that's on PC. Never mind. Is it?
I mean, there's really not much you can say about the Xbox One that hasn't been said about a dump truck before.
What's the best game for Xbox One? Oh, Overwatch. Great. Like, let's talk about this a little bit. Why would
it has
on
no
God's
exclusives.
Yeah? Why on God's green earth would any human out there ever, when given the choice of the next gen console, pick the Xbox One? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. Sony has just been killing it with the exclusives.
And Switch. Any of their competitors are better. There is not a single reason to get the Xbox One.
I'd honestly vouch for the Ouya over the Xbox One.
Yeah, because you love phone games.
I mean, at least there's games there that I can't get everywhere else. Xbox One is just like, all right, we'll go ahead and put it on the Xbox One too as well, I guess. But it's not like we care about it.
It's more so like they're making the game and they're like, oh, it's coming out for PlayStation and PC. And then the Microsoft CEO is like, and they're like, oh, an Xbox One. Right.
Fucking nudging him, please.
Fucking Battlefield 5, the trailer three different times had to have, it's best on Xbox One. Because you could tell Microsoft was just hammering money into them to be like, please, let them buy it for our console, please.
It's so weird. They did technically build the best console. It's got like the best specs and everything. I just don't understand why they didn't invest in fucking exclusives.
Because it sucks. Fucking garbage.
Well, their UI is the word. Their UI is beyond bad. Like, there's not enough words to adequately express how bad their UI is. But the problem is, they didn't care about games. They wanted the Xbox One to be like everyone's hub, basically.
Back in 2012, they did. But then they said, oh, okay, games are important to us.
Yeah, too
but
late.
They didn't follow through. They
and
didn't follow
late.
Through anyway.
It's too late for that. The other companies came out the gate going, hey, you know what's important? Games. Let's make games. You know, people like games.
They're still, to this day, trying to fix Halo the Master Chief Collection.
Oh, God.
It came out fucking 4 or 5 years ago, and it's still broken.
That's just embarrassing by this point.
I keep reading about that, yeah.
They've killed their biggest franchise. I just don't understand how inept they are with video games at the moment. It's crazy.
I don't know what to tell you. I mean, I just don't think they care about video games. I feel like they just want like that platform that's still all-encompassing that no one's ever going to buy an Xbox for.
It's just a series of bafflingly terrible decisions. They get exclusive rights to PUBG on the console market. And this was back when PUBG was still a big deal. And it doesn't even work. If you watch PUBG footage on the Xbox One, not the Xbox One X or S or whatever the upgraded ones are, it literally does not run. It has frame drops, crashes.
Even on the X, buildings pop in incorrectly.
Yeah.
20 frames per second.
How do you fuck that up?
The mobile version runs so much better than the Xbox version. It's unreal.
Exactly. How do you fuck that up? You get the exclusive console rights to one of the biggest games at the time, and you completely fuck it up. I don't get it.
What? I think that says more about PUBG than Xbox.
I agree.
Yeah, but even then, you can run it on the you can put it on the lowest settings on the console and have it run. I can't believe that if you put PUBG on all low, it still wouldn't run.
They made it run on the phones.
Yeah, it runs on phones.
I mean, come on.
Because they gave it time, probably, and it's a lot different on the phone, and they had a different studio.
Because it wasn't made by Xbox.
Xbox didn't make the game anyway.
Xbox isn't like a developer. He's not like one guy who's just really inept.
I'm making the joke that the common link between all these failures is the Xbox. which it is.
I mean, it is Microsoft's fault that the Xbox is a joke, but it's not like the games being bad is their fault.
I know, but...
It's just that they don't have exclusives.
No, it's Bill Gates' fault. It's all his fault.
I mean, there's just no reason why you'd ever play on the Xbox over other consoles or on the PC. Well, no,
I really support their decision of making their exclusives like available on PC, though. I think that's
I agree with that 100%, but that also kills them, too. Yeah. I don't know why they do
that. I wonder if that has something to do with it. Like, hey, this is an Xbox exclusive, but can we also make it run on that shitty Xbox app we have on Windows that everybody hates when it runs?
Oh, God, yeah.
I know you have to put on a layer of some sort of a, you know, porting code, but, you know, if you could make that and then have the Xbox app auto-launch and do that DVR shit that people struggle to find out how to turn off.
Yeah, because it literally lags your fucking games. Like, it's so fucking baffling. And even then, which exclusives do people care about? I distinctly remember fucking Dead Rising 4. They announced it. They were like, it's only on Xbox One and Windows 10. And I was like, okay, I love Dead Rising. Let me upgrade to Windows 10, maybe. I'll think about it. And then Dead Rising 4 comes out, and oh, God, what are you doing?
Awful reviews, yeah.
Terrible fucking game.
I guess it is also the games, though, that is the games that they invest in killing them, because Halo 5 was a big,
awful.
Big stinker. Gears of War has been dead for like the last 8 years.
Yeah, and most people who played Gears of War really hardcore were like, yeah, it's fine. It's the same thing. It's, you know, whatever.
I mean, it's not the same thing. It keeps getting worse and worse. What else did they have? Halo Wars 2. I didn't get enough into that to really get a feel
It was a fine game, Halo Wars 2. It wasn't anything special, but it was adequate.
The only, like, quote-unquote exclusive I can think of is Cuphead, because they actually backed it and all that shit, and then it's on PC, so who cares? And the game doesn't have
strong
requirement. Yeah, and the game doesn't require a good computer at all. You could pull out a 2009 Dell laptop and fuck with it, but so that's gone. Like, what actual reason, hands down, is there to buy an Xbox One over a PC or a PlayStation or Switch? I don't see
it. It's a cool coaster.
It's a really expensive drink holder.
I guess if you care about graphics, doesn't the Xbox One X look better than the PlayStation?
PlayStation 4 Pro is still pretty, like, they're both pretty much the same.
And if you care about graphics, build a computer for the same amount of money that runs stuff even better.
Well, yeah, a computer's always going to be better.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the Xbox One X is really good, it's really powerful, but there's just no games for it, so...
Yeah.
Remember last E3 when they announced the Xbox One X as the most powerful console ever designed and ever made, and how brave they are for doing it? And then they demonstrated it with all these fucking indie pixel games, basically, that showed no,
no don't you fucking talk anything. Shit about last night.
No, I love them. They're just not... They don't all demonstrate right. The power of the console.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? True. Cuphead on the Switch would be good.
Mm-hmm. Anything on the Switch would be good.
Yeah.
Fucking needs more titles.
Yeah, I feel the same way with the Switch as the Xbox, really. The only titles that I've been remotely interested on that, and they've been fucking amazing games, Mario and Zelda. Everything else has just kind of been, I don't know, not really interesting to me. But those two games have made the Switch worth it. So, whatever.
Isn't the Switch completely backwards compatible so you can play the other Wii games?
No.
Okay, well, fuck that then.
Not at all.
Nintendo's pretty much the most anti-consumer company.
Yeah, I guess.
This podcast is sponsored by Hims.
What's Hims, Andrew?
Hims, a new wellness brand for men. 66% of men lose their hair by age 35. The thing is, once you notice it, that's it. It's like, once your hair's going, it's gone. That's it. Bye-bye, hair. You want hair, though. Everyone wants hair. You ever look at some bald guy and say, yeah, he's fucking hot? Occasionally. Because they shave their head. But them who lose them heads? No bald spots? You know, like that old man? 40-year-old boss working at Subway? No. He ain't sexy. What do you do to fix that, huh? You go to 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, and it's for men. That's right. It's all for men. Thanks to science... You can get your hair back. I'm dead fucking serious. No scams.
Yeah. So you can order now. My listeners get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now while supplies last. See website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/official. That's forhims.com/official. forhims.com/official to get your hair back. Thanks.
Great.
Hims.
Anthony Fantano endorses this.
What's another interesting topic going on right now?
Nothing.
There was something pretty recently.
There's the caravan live stream shit.
Ugh.
The what?
Ice Poseidon's doing a live stream where he travels across the country.
Oh, yeah, I already don't care. Okay.
People still care about Ice Poseidon?
He's like the biggest streamer in the game right now.
I thought he died off because of having to switch to YouTube.
No, he's only been growing on YouTube.
This is pretty telling. When you search YouTube for Ice Poseidon, the top three recommended search terms are death, RV, and swatted.
Yeah, that's pretty much all he does.
Yeah, just kills himself by a SWAT team. Oh, he's on right now.
Yeah, it's a 24/7 stream.
Yeah.
They're live streaming the entire trip, and it's... In the first day alone, there's just been so much shit that's happened. It's crazy. They brought along escorts with them, basically, like strippers or whatever. I don't know, escorts. And then today, earlier today, they straight up abandoned one of them in the Arizona desert.
Sweet.
They just kicked her out of the RV and drove off, basically.
Nice.
It's fucking crazy.
Kaya, have you been on any dates recently?
I don't talk about that sort of shit publicly now.
Yes.
Kaya bags a random new slot every night.
I wasn't trying to like kick down your door as the FBI screaming or anything to get the info out.
Really?
No, I just decided it's not a good idea for me to talk about any like personal, you know, family or dating life shit. But
I understand in the current internet climate.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't date, I just have a girl, but I'll leave it at that. You're not getting her photo, name, or address, or any of it. Fuck all of you people on the internet.
She sounds ugly. To hell.
That sounds like a challenge. Can we get Kaya's girl's name, address, phone number, photo?
4chan, where are you?
Yeah, they'll find it in minutes.
They'll start looking at German constellations and relaying it back to Kaya's name.
So not only will they do that and find Kaya's info in minutes, Reddit will do the same thing, and they'll be like, I think Kaya's the Chancellor of Germany and has been the head of their national food advocacy groups for the last 12 years.
Call it in, boys. We did it, Reddit.
Good work, Reddit. Here's Reddit Silver. Up boats.
Up dudes to you. Spat my coffee at that one.
That's probably my favorite trend you've started.
It's yeah, fucking true, though. Every single time I go to Reddit, if it's a popular thing, the first reply to the top comment is, have my vote. Well played. You deserve this. You got
Reddit
me on that one.
Such an immense shithole.
It is.
I don't even read the comments anymore.
I've actually got something for you, Kai. I think you owe everyone an apology in misjudging Elon Musk with what he's doing these days. The fucking Lord's work with just attacking media.
I didn't misjudge him on the shifty shit he's doing. Shifty shit, is now doing some fun stuff. Yeah, I'm all the way with him. For those who might not know, Elon Musk he teased a service. I don't even know if he's serious about it, but he wants to make a website called Pravda where you can go to rate journalists. And, you know, whenever somebody decides to make a website where you can rate stuff, like if you get to rate your Uber driver, yeah, brilliant idea, right? I don't want to get into some creep's taxi and get raped. Yeah, Yelp, sure, you know, you don't want to go on a date and accidentally end up in some terrible restaurant that's worth 1 star, so that's good a rating. But, oh boy, how dare you! Wanting to rate journalists. Don't you know they're the backbone of society? They're the paragons, the saviors of all our souls. These douchebags sitting on a cloud of their own farts up in the heavens, just looking down on us, spitting down on us like Justin Bieber onto his fans. And they think we're just sitting there down. I hate them so fucking much. The replies this man got for the audacity of just saying, hey, maybe we should hold journalists responsible for the shit they write. The bile. The anger.
And he called it immediately. Like, one of them was like, this sounds like something Elon Musk, a known far-right advocate, would say. He's a Nazi Trump supporter. And Elon even said that was going to happen. And that's because it's so by the numbers. You can set, yeah, you can set your watch by it. If you disagree with the media, you're a far-right Nazi.
Yeah.
It's incredible just how highly these assholes think of themselves.
I mean,
at the same time, though, with one of these platforms where you can rate journalists and whatever, wouldn't there be a shit ton of brigading done on either side? It doesn't seem like a very reliable way of telling which journalist is actually.
It's not that nobody claims it's going to be flawless, including Elon. He doesn't say it's gonna have, you know, not have problems, and he says he wants to figure out how to fix those problems and somehow get media to be more reliable. It's more so the just utter revolting hatred he got, the psychotic hatred he got just for even suggesting the idea that maybe journalism should be held to a standard and that you shouldn't just believe everything you read. And then some asshole came up to him and said, like, hey, Elon, maybe you should, like, you know, invite people from, what are they, PolitiFact and Snopes? Yeah, let's just let the fox into the henhouse. Why don't we? Let's let NAMBLA run the FBI investigation against pedophiles too while we're at it. Yeah, that's brilliant. Fucking genius. But I'll say this though, here's why Elon is stupid. For somebody who supposedly knows the media, and somebody who supposedly, you know, he should know that taking things out of context and lying about them is 90% of what journalists do. It's like their bread and butter. He loves putting his own foot in his mouth. Here's the tweet yesterday where everybody knew, okay, this was gonna blow up and this was gonna be the thing. He's a Nazi now. He said, this is his tweet, who do you think owns the press? Hello. And of course, how many replies does this have? 1.6k. 1.5 of those are alt-righters going, it's the Jews.
Wait, what?
It's a classic meme. Don't you know the Jews own the media meme?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, I know that. I didn't know that's what he meant by that, though.
He didn't. But you can't use that sentence. You can't say who owns the media like that without explicitly stating it. Because now you have like 50 blue check marks up in the comments there going, oh, tell us, Elon, who owns the media, you fucking Nazi? So there's gonna be plenty more articles calling him the Hitler. The 200th Hitler to return.
You got your work cut out for you on my audio, Jackson, because it's raining really hard. It's not getting picked up on Discord, but it is in Audacity. I can see it.
Denoiser, that's it. Done.
Denoiser?
Yes, Denoiser. It's in Adobe. It's instantaneous.
Is that like a Kids Next Door gadget?
It's an audio filter you pop on, and it literally just gets rid of it. I've used it on my last three videos.
You mean noise removal?
Same thing. It's called a it used to be called a denoiser, and then they updated it.
Denoiser, huh? That's a pretty cool title, I guess, for like a Lego set. But I am excited to see if Elon Musk follows through on the journalistic integrity rating or whatever he's trying to call it. I know it's like Pravda, but he gave it like a title.
He gave it a Russian name or something. Pravda means what? Truth in Russian, right, Kyle?
Yeah, and then they took that out of context too and couldn't understand it. Pravda was a propaganda rag. Joke being, hey, you journalists, you're just like propagandists. That was the joke, but of course I didn't get that either. God, I hate these assholes.
He's helping
so
the
much.
Russians.
That I'm
Look,
sure that'll be an article.
You don't have to have journalistic integrity to dress well, though. That's completely true. Because instead, you can just wear a movement watch, and that will instantly buff up your street cred and fantastic style, in literally just slap it on and wear it out. That's it. Boom. Easiest thing in the world. Movement watches. You ever worn a movement watch? All four of us, raise your hand if you've worn a movement watch. I can see all four of us raising our hands, and I can see on those hands movement watches. Good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because they start at just $95. If you bought this in the store, you would pay $4. See, you got excited. You were like, well, only $4 is cheap. No, $400 to $500. Classic designs, quality construction, minimalist styles. Movement has figured out that by selling online, you can cut out the middleman, get some cheap, high-quality, amazing watches. They look good. They feel good. I'll bet you they even smell good. I'm not going to smell mine right now. That'd be weird. But give it a whiff. Let me know. Take it away, Charlie.
That's mvmt.com/official.
What do you get?
Yeah, what do you get?
You get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmt.com/official. So go see why MVMT keeps growing. Check out their expanding collection by going to mvmt.com/official. Join the movement today.
Let's do our MVMT, but this time let's do it with...
boring episodes.
With let's do it with let's do video games. Why not?
Metal Gear Solid.
I'll go with Victory Royale, comma Fortnite. Charlie.
Mother.
What video game's that?
Yeah, fuck you.
No, Mother's a game.
Is it?
Yeah.
What?
Well, hopefully. I don't know. It seems like such a generic name. It's got to exist as a game somewhere.
Oh, God. No, you're completely right. That's the original name for Earthbound.
Knew it.
Yeah. Fuck. Mm. Okay. Well, shit. No. Kaya.
Terraria.
Good. Perfect. So go to mvmt.com/official. Join the movement. Let's move on to shoutouts, because we got to start the hangout soon.
You mean in 45 minutes?
It takes shoutouts half an hour. I still have to eat. I'm about to die.
I want to talk about Stan Lee first. Did you guys know he was a Nazi?
Of course. He's on Twitter, therefore he's a Nazi. That's how the world works.
Who's Stan Lee?
What?
He invented superheroes, basically.
Stan Lee, not Stan Lee.
Stan Lee, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So he's on Twitter and has opinions, therefore he is a Nazi. That's it. Boom, done, check mark.
If everything he tweets is true, like the lore of Stan Lee being accurate, he recently just wrestled his own Twitter account away from his managers to personally post on it. I don't know if I believe that, but his first tweets now is agreeing with Elon Musk, so now he's the Nazi.
Yeah.
Do you think Disney is just sweating bullets?
Yeah, no.
They'd be shitting themselves.
Yeah, Jesus, Stanley, don't. No, don't like that porn video. Not publicly, Stan. Jesus.
Yeah.
This man could absolutely fucking kill superheroes.
What if he starts doing the old people thing where he thinks it's Google, so he starts tweeting out, like, erection pills? What happened? What's this lump on my thigh? Why haven't
As
my kids
doing
called?
That on his own. He gets some hand delivered.
I do feel like it was just a joke about him just taking control of his Twitter, but I like how within days of him tweeting that, he tweeted out Tom Holland saying, "You're a great Spider-Man, Spidey, Spider-Man, Spidey."
Oh, no. Well, the tweet was, Tom Holland is exactly what I pictured for Spider-Man. He's not too big, and he fits the role perfectly. And then he ended it with, "How's my Spidey doing?" or something like that.
How's my friend?
He said, how's my friend? How's my friend Tom doing? Like, oh.
Yeah, it's so cute. And then he goes from that to agreeing with Elon. He's like, "I agree with Elon. I don't like bad news."
When's it just going to catastrophically plummet? Like, he tweets out, like, "I'm so excited to see my Avengers fighting the rights and doing good all out the land." And then the next tweet is like, "I hate black people." Just the pure nosedive of an old man.
I do like the idea that he is now in control of his Twitters. I just like that image of Stan Lee sitting around on set. He's like, "I've got to say something clever on Twitter." Elon, good work.
I mean, his tweets are adorable, though.
He just tweeted at J.K. Rowling asking for a Harry Potter and Doctor Strange and X-Men crossover.
His tweets are adorable. One of them was, it was just, "Donald Trump is president of the United States. I want to be president of the world. Who would vote for me?" They're so cute.
They are cute. It's like such an innocent old man.
The top reply to that president of the world thing is just pictures of Thanos naked. His big purple cock in the wind.
I hope Stan Lee likes it and retweets by accident. "This is exactly what I pictured for Thanos. How's my boy Thanos doing?"
Look at Andrew.
That's so goddamn funny. Because there's not even text on it. It's just Thanos naked.
Wait, so you see it too?
That's it. Yeah, I'm staring right at his purple ass. I hope every single tweet he puts out just has these as the top
comment. Jesus. Really got a hoot
out of him. Because I just imagine this kindly old man going to his local grocery store, and he's like, oh, and I'm going to need some help getting this milk, please. And then, like, the first thing he sees in line is porn mags. Just, it's so just completely unrelated and funny.
I think he likes that kind of thing. Like, I think he has a good sense of humor about it. Like, oh, haha, that's Thanos' cock.
Well, I'm sure he's drawing.
What if he's sitting in his den? He's got his little fuzzy slippers on, and he's like, "Oh, that cute's adorable." And he scrolls down and just gets really upset. What is this? Big purple cock. By the way, that actually reminds me, Charlie, your theory that Marvel actors can't play multiple characters in the cinematic universe is wrong.
What do you mean? When did I say that?
Josh,
is Deadpool included?
If it is, Josh Brolin is both Cable and Thanos.
Yeah.
You said a while back that I think they can't play multiple characters in one episode. I don't remember which one.
I don't recall saying that because, Josh Brolin's been in two in the same month.
Okay, well, if you didn't say that or didn't bring that up as a point, then here is something I noticed there.
Okay, that's fair. Kaya has been claimed.
Yeah. I can't stop staring at Thanos' purple butt cheeks.
After Stan's Elon Musk tweet, I'm just going through the comments on that. It's a shit show. Everyone's blocking and hating him now.
How many people have posted naked Thanos to it?
None. But it's a funny contrast over like his last tweet, which was about, you know, the Tom Holland thing, and everyone's replying going, oh, you're so sweet. Oh, I'm so happy Stan's on Twitter now. Oh, here's some pictures of Thanos' cock, blah, 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 you know, all that shit. And then as soon as he mentions Elon Musk, it's just Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It's time for shoutouts.
Yay, our favorite part.
I love shoutouts. Genuinely.
All right. This is the shout out portion where people from Patreon send through lovely little messages and we read them, and this turns into a reaction channel where we react to the messages. Let's go ahead. This one's from Hayden Malone, who says, so I made that rum with Red Bull drink that you posted on your Snapchat story, and it was pretty gross. Do you actually enjoy this, or is this just a big elaborate Aussie shit post? So this was just rum mixed with Red Bull, pretty standard, and it tasted nice.
Yeah, it's standard. Yeah.
So I guess Hayden Malone didn't like it though, and that's completely fair, but I don't mind it. It's good.
Thank you for defending yourself, Jackson. Yeah. This one's from Lauren Meadle. You guys are still awesome. Kaya did pronounce my name correctly. It's German.
Did you?
I'm sure I nailed it. And I really appreciate how you make me laugh even on my worst days. I'm trying to recover from binge eating disorder and would really love it if I could get some support from my boys. Aww. Godspeed, Lauren.
You have our support. Good strong.
Yeah. You can do it, Lauren. We believe in you.
We love you, Videl. This one's from Fannin in Time. I'd like to shout out my best friend who helped me through so much these last few months and helped me learn to forgive myself and others. Trina... Jesus Christ. Trina Zafronsky. I'll try and get her to listen to this episode, boys. Love you. Love all of you guys. And loved hearing Count Dankula. Have a spectacular month. Thank you, Phantom.
Love Dankula, too.
And Trina.
All right, this is from James Douglas for me to read. Hey, guys. Thanks for another month of climax-inducing content. This month, I was wondering if you guys could come up with some made-up reasons why Malcolm... Some bitch who won't leave me alone on Xbox deserves to be banned permanently. Thanks again for putting out amazing content. See you guys next month. Get rid of your Xbox.
Malcolm's
playing an Xbox.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Xbox is the issue, not Malcolm himself.
If he makes the right decision of getting rid of it, he'll be banned retroactively. So, there you go.
Yeah, it's a simple solution. This one's from Connor DeHuey. Keep talking shit and you're going to catch these McGriddles. Also, I don't know DeHuey. Oh, I see.
It's like the meme. He is not aware of the path. Ha ha! He's from that African place. I get it.
This is from Anthony Fernelius. I just want to shout out Chase Didas for showing me my first critical video back in 2011. 2011. Changing my life forever. Much love. You look buff, pal. It was Pokemon Stadium.
Are you the YouTuber?
Thanks, Anthony and Chase. It's very cute.
Wait, we have Critical here.
Are you the YouTuber?
All right, this one's from Kenneth Coleman, who says, "Hey, I really appreciate you guys. This podcast has made working long shifts way more enjoyable. Here's an anti-joke as my personal present to you guys. An atheist, a vegan, and a cross trainer walk into a bar. I know this because they told everyone who they were within 5 minutes." Nice.
I've heard that one.
Ba-doom. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Thanks, Kenneth. Thanks for the funny.
Thanks for making us laugh. We edited it out, but
I updated it.
This is from Kevin Maldonado. He says, "Hey boys, if you were to have someone create you a personalized flag / logo, what kind of symbolisms or references would you have to best describe you?" I like animals.
Thanos's purple cock.
Thanos's purple veiny cock and butt cheeks.
With Stanley's surprise face in the background.
Have a picture of Thanos butt fucking Thanos. I don't know.
I have no idea. A dinosaur wearing a stormtrooper helmet.
Probably something having to do with bees, even though it's not directly applicable.
I have no idea.
Why do you not know yourself very well, Charlie?
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd put on a flag.
This is your country. This is what represents you and your people. What do you put on there? Go.
I'd probably put like a few lines of differing colors.
So a gay pride flag?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Kaya, what about you?
I said animals. I love animals.
That's a hard answer.
I'd make it just an edgy boy flag, just red and black with a cool design. Intimidate everybody. All right, I have the next three. Jesus. Okay. This is from Red. Is it progression if a cannibal uses a fork?
Do you know what that's from, Andrew?
No. Not at all.
It's a Chiodo song.
Oh. Oh.
I recognize it.
No wonder it's shit.
Yikes.
If you're listening, Chiodos, your music is bad.
They broke up many years ago.
Oh, thank God. The world got a little brighter today. Thank you, Red. This is from Scott. Memorial Day is coming up, probably past when this airs. Honor the fallen. They fought for the idea, not the politics. It's a tough time for vets. You are not alone. Let's throw some love their way.
That was wholesome.
This one's for you.
That was very wholesome.
That was wholesome. Pour one out for the homies.
Nice. That was a very nice... very nice one. Thank you, Scott. Mm. And this is from Hoobless, who is literally repeating his shout-out for, I believe, the third month in a row. Don't be stupid, be a smarty, come and join the Nazi party. One of my favorite jokes from the producers, starring Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane.
Did you update it?
I love the producers. I think it's an amazing show.
I meant the joke.
Oh. Eh, I'm kind of indifferent.
This is from Andrew O'Keefe. Oh, whoops.
He rang your doorbell.
It's your boy Andrew back at it again. Just wanting to know if any of you are Lord of the Rings fans, and have you heard about the apparent TV show? I don't know if it's going to be taken from Tolkien's work, or if it's a Shadow of Mordor / War deal. Peace. XXX. I think those are hugs.
Yeah, kisses.
Kisses. No, yeah. Circles are hugs. X's and kisses.
I'm kind of indifferent to Lord of the Rings. I'm not too into it. I think it's neat, but I think that it definitely is one of the best fantasy arc story worlds ever created.
I'm a pretty big fan of it.
Sound very indifferent.
Yeah, I'm a pretty big fan of it, but I didn't know it.
Really?
I didn't know shit about a TV show.
I didn't either.
The TV show is not going to be any good. I can almost guarantee it.
I will say, for all the movies and games and what that, the only time I ever really got into it was the Shadow of Mordor games, because those I felt so fucking badass.
Yeah, good games.
Yeah.
This is from Adam. I guess since shoutouts are exclusive now, I should probably use it. Thank you, Adam.
That's my favorite fucking shoutout so far. Okay,
back to you, Andrew.
This is from Deviant Predator. Hey, buttheads, just wanted to ask if you have a holy shit, I almost got caught moment. For example, my friend and his girlfriend were getting it on when the girl's mum walked in as he was about to blow his load. She got off him in time, but he ended up soaking his kids in her blanket. Why were the kids there? And proceeded to make conversation with her mom while his kids dripped everywhere. That's a really foul thing to call semen.
Yeah, it's a yucky thing.
Yeah, Jackson order, or Jack order, wink, wink, love you guys. All right, Jack order.
Fuck. It has to be sexual, I guess. Well, there's only so many ways you can tell a story of someone walking in on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, there's been plenty of times when you're like 16. Well, when I was 16 or so, getting intimate, and like my mum would walk in, and you just kind of play it off.
Mm-hmm.
You say, "I'm fucking here. Get out."
I'm fucking here. I mean, I've told this on the podcast. I had the family room computer where every time I heard my parents' door open, I would just pull it away real quick because I browsed porn on there all the fucking time. Oh my god, all the goddamn time. So it's the same story, just different porns, I guess.
Oh shit! I just remembered something. Can I go back?
Yeah.
When I was like maybe 11 or 12, my dad had a computer, so I was curious and always looking up porn as well. But one day I was like, I didn't know about laws obviously and shit like that. So I was like, I wonder what people my own age look like naked. So I googled naked 12-year-old girls on my dad's computer, and like this was a time before I knew about like private searching or whatever. So this was just in the normal window, and then after I don't think I found anything, thank God.
Wow.
But after that had finished, and maybe a day or so goes by, my dad's on the computer, and he's searching things, and up the top, you know, in the search bar at the top, when you type this predictive whatever, it shows your history, and he just sees this massive list of, like, naked 12-year-old girls, naked 12-year-old girls getting fucked or whatever, shit like that, and he just freaks the fuck out, obviously. That's not almost getting caught. He did catch that. So
damn.
I got into trouble.
What a shame. You just wanted to see some naked 12-year-olds, man.
He was so paranoid for weeks.
I
don't know what... did the cops believe you at that point if you just blame your 12-year-old son?
I don't know, man.
If you blame your 12-year-old son?
I doubt it. Otherwise, everyone would use that excuse.
Yeah, everyone.
Scary.
Every pedophile makes sure to have kids so they have that excuse.
All right. You guys?
Is it me?
It was Charlie. Yeah, it's Charlie.
Oh, no, it's Charlie.
I don't really have anything. I can't think of a single time where it was like a close call.
When you're a man who explicitly asks his parents' permission to jack off, it's kind of hard to get caught.
Yeah, it's just they already know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got nothing either. Just regular, almost got caught jacking off. Kind of stuff.
Okay.
All right. This one's from Elgalas, who says, "The official archaeologist here for an update. I am digging lots of Roman stuff, mostly pottery at the moment. I found a baby skull though, which was really cool. See you next month." Sweet.
Thank
that
you, Elgalas.
That does sound really cool.
Did you get to keep the baby skull?
I can't imagine he did.
I hope.
I think he did.
I would like to see a photo of it though. That'd be really cool. What? Why would he be able to keep it? That's an archaeological find.
Yeah, but it's a baby skull. Yeah. It's badass.
It's like a souvenir.
Yeah. Yeah, finders keepers.
Put it on your steering wheel like Mad Max. This is from Apatheus, and he says, "Andrew, don't listen to naysayers. They are the vocal minority, and your fans are the quiet majority. Keep up the great content. P.S. I did end up getting that job, so you will still see me in the shoutouts."
Hey!
This is in quotes, so I don't know if he means it.
Thank you, Apatheus. I'm very happy that you got that job.
He overheard somebody say this.
Yeah, he's transcribing it. Thank you, Apatheus. That's
thank
wonderful
you,
on both fronts. This is from Lahik or Lahik, one of the two. Just wanted to share what happened to me tonight. Went out and bought chocolate milk and cookies. Go to pour the glass milk in the glass, and it's literally the consistency of pudding.
Ugh.
Anyways, keep up the good work, boys. Lahik, I think you fucked up because you just threw away perfectly good pudding.
Yeah, rest in peace, good pudding.
Good Pudding sounds like a band name.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, probably an indie somewhere. Rock band called Good Pudding. I'd check them out. Thank you. Thank you, Lahit. I have no idea. This is from Parker. Imagine you were offered a job that paid $3,000 a week and only required 5 shifts a week that only lasted 1 hour. However, the job required you to be tortured beyond belief during those hours. Your employers would completely fix you up and wipe your memory of the hour. No explanation is given behind the research. Would you take it? Lots of love. I would not even consider it. Fuck no.
Yeah, no.
No,
no way.
Why would you?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No thanks.
That's not even enough to make a
podcast.
Yeah.
This one is George Billingsley. Well, this is my first shout out. Shout out to all the fucks that wanted a shout out spot. I've been holding on to this slot since the beginning. I will go down in the official lore.
Good job, George.
Thanks, George.
You're on a roll.
Our resident squatter.
I love it. Thank you, George.
This is Derek Riggett. Spogdar and friends are journeying to the state of Florida this summer. I would like to get drinks with you Florida boys one of those days. By all means, Spogdar and the boys.
Sorry, man. We are out of Florida the entirety of the summer. Ooh. Sorry.
Yeah, I forgot. We're going
Alaska, right?
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah,
don't tell him.
And if
he'll
he
track
well,
you
if
down.
He turns out to be going to Alaska, we're actually going to Rome. So
that wouldn't stop Spogdar.
Let us
you're up, Kyle.
Yeah, let us know what's going on, Spogdar, for real.
This is from Pat. Pat says, "Since I gotta keep it short, I want to thank you didn't, by the way. I want to thank Charlie for 8 years of good laughs, Andrew for being so relatable in too many ways to quantify, Jackson for providing some of the best one-liners in your one-line per episode, and Kaya for keeping it real and standing true with his beliefs. I really admire that. Also, thanks for the Dr. Love help from a while back. It really did help me sort out some issues, and I'm glad you were willing to listen. Don't stop making this podcast, or I would be incredibly bored doing my work until the next lunar cycle, Gaming Brethren," trademarked.
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 That was sweet.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah, that's very sweet, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Let's keep it going.
Yeah, this one comes from Luther Christian Aponte. "Hey, boys, my cousin is finally being moved out of ICU and into rehab after an accident he had back on Easter. No relevance, but I couldn't think of anything else, and knowing he'll be home soon makes my day and is all I've been thinking about lately, so I figured I'd share it. I plan on catching him up on all the podcast episodes and memes he's missed. See y'all next month."
Wishing you a speedy
recovery. Sounds like you got a thing for your cousin.
Yeah. Good luck to you, Luther, and your
I hope
cousin.
The romance works out.
This is from Jesus. "Hello, boys, it is me, Jesus, and I want to wish you guys a great rest of your day. And Kaya, I hope that the Dr. Love series will continue and will always be entertaining and will hopefully be more often. Anyway, sorry for my lengthy message, and Charlie, I'll stop by your next stream and say hi."
Sounds good, man.
You can check out my streams, too.
That's pathetic, Andrew.
They are
pathetic. Tell you next.
This is from Brad Orfelli. "Andrew, you fucking cum guzzler. You mispronounced my last name, something everyone does. I don't know how it's pronounced. Americanized..."
Then how do you know I mispronounced it, you fucking moron?
"Americanized pronunciation is air fail. R fail. Sicilian pronunciation is I don't fucking know. If you haven't explained subnetting casually yet, do it now. Else explain the difference between AES and WPA2 encryption algorithms. Charlie, you're a beautiful man, though, sweet. Whoring out my girlfriend's art for art some more because she's a princess. AtollsDeviantArt.com."
That's Atolls, A-T-O-L-L-Z.
DeviantArt.com.
What's AES, Andrew?
Sweet.
I used to know the difference between encryption algorithms, but I don't anymore.
No one
so
does.
I'll explain how to pronounce his last name. It's Alfalfa. I looked it up, and by that I mean I made it up. So you're welcome, Brad Alfalfa.
Welcome to the Atlantic.
Yeah. All right, this is from Joe Guacamole, a.k.a. Giacalone, I guess.
Calzones.
Yeah, calzone. "Fuck, fuck, fuck. Mother, mother, fuck, mother, mother, fuck, mother, mother, fuck, noise, noise, noise. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noise, noise, noise. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, beers, rolling fatty, smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts? Who smokes the blunts? Who smokes the blunts? Find out next month on Goddamn This Character Limit. I, too, have
beautiful.
Seen Clerks."
Is that from Clerks?
It is from Clerks.
Oh,
well, that was beautiful,
nice.
Dude.
Thank you.
You nailed it.
Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. This one comes from Andrew Dronaboner, who says, I never know what to say to these things. Just stay awesome. That's all you need to say, Andrew. Thank you.
Perfect.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you, Boner. This is from Hubris. Hey, boys, this is probably better answered by Charlie and Andrew, but it's for anyone who's been to Florida. I'll be heading there soon and was wondering if there's any spots I should check out or things I should do while there. I'll be around the Fort Lauderdale area. Thanks for all the help and keep up the great work.
I don't know Fort Lauderdale very well.
Check out the Gator Farms.
Do yourself a favor. That's not Fort Lauderdale. Do yourself a favor. Go to Wilton Manors. It's like 10 minutes from Fort Lauderdale. It's the gayest city in North America. It has a place called the New York Grilled Cheese Company. You're going to want to eat there. It's fucking delicious. From top to bottom, some of the best food I've ever eaten at a casual restaurant. That's what you want to do.
All I can think of is going to
Orlando. Why does it matter that it's the gayest place?
Because when you get there, you'll know.
I don't understand what that means.
All right, let me help them out then. It's across the street from Gay Mart.
What's Gay Mart?
A gay supermarket.
But there's a gay supermarket?
Yes.
Where they ban straight people from shopping there?
No, but they sell gay products.
What is a gay product? What?
Jesus Christ.
Like thongs for men, gay porn.
What?
Gay things. I'm dead fucking serious.
What, it's just a gay sex store?
No, it's not all sex. It's like novelty items and shit, CDs. They just sell gay things. It's Gay Mart.
It's called Gay Mart.
It's 100% called Gay Mart. Yes. Right next to Java all Boys, right. Which is a gay coffee shop. I'm not making any of this up. Java Boys has a pink bunny, which is a delicious like ripoff of a frappuccino from Starbucks.
This sounds like gay paradise.
Because it's the gayest city in North America. Yes.
Well, I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, it has the highest gay population per capita. And I used to go there all the time because there's a shitload of cool restaurants, and it was like very close to where I work. But no, seriously, go to New York Grilled Cheese Company.
Go to Orlando as well. That's the only recommendation I have.
But that's like 4 hours away.
Yes. I don't know Fort Lauderdale.
I do. That's why I'm telling him.
Oh. All right, Jackson. Yeah. It's on you.
This one's from Daniel Halfstone. Another cheer from Norway. Also, I'm not one of those Norwegian official ripoffs like you guys said last. Shout out, their podcast sucks.
Hey, come on, man.
Theirs is fine.
We don't speak. We don't speak.
They work hard on that.
They could be amazing. We don't speak Norwegian. Thank you,
Daniel. They work hard on that.
This is from Zachary. Good day, boys. Hope it's been a good month for you. My holidays are about to end, and it's back to the grind Monday. Shout out to all the fans listening to this episode on their way to work this morning. Make today a good one.
Let's
give a clap to everyone going to work this morning, because daily commutes are pretty hard on some people.
Yeah.
So, if you're listening on the way to work, thank you for stimulating the economy. Go, Jackson.
Yep, this one comes from Mo Hashem. Hey, peeps, been convincing all my friends to listen to this podcast, but they are all ditching me. Fucking idiots. Anyway, if in the future you're here through Mo, about fucking time, you dipshit. Take care, guys. Love you all, and keep up the fantastic work.
Keep spreading the good word,
Mo. Thank you, Mo.
Thank you, Mo's friends, if you ever came over to listen.
I want to see you in the corner, Mo.
Yeah.
Work in the corner.
Handing out flyers.
Big old signs, in a costume or something, waving it around.
This is from Zachary Sims.
Do your part.
Hey guys, it's been a long time. I haven't had time to make a shout out since I was on deployment. I downloaded quite a few of your podcast episodes, and they helped me get through a lot of stress. Thanks again, guys. Thank you, Zachary, and welcome home.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad that we could help. This is from Mariska. Hello, boys. Unfortunately, my PayPal transfer isn't coming in on time, so I won't have enough time or enough money to pay for the shout out to your next month. I don't know when I'll be able to jump back on it because the tiers are sold out, so don't take it to heart. My question is, what is the worst TV show you have ever watched? Shout out to Sean and Lauren on their recent engagement. Milan Isn't Cool, Skeletor Prime, Ares, Uncle Bourbon, Matthew Sheba, Munster, Mariah, and Omer.
The most recent bad show that I've ever watched has been that What is it? 7 Reasons?
13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, that one. It's pretty bad.
I went into the show Homeland thinking it would be good, and it was fucking garbage from start to finish, and I hated it. Not the worst show I've ever watched, admittedly, but it's the most recent of people love it, and I think Homeland fucking sucks.
Greenhouse for me. Greenhouse Academy.
What?
Greenhouse Academy.
thought you said house. I was about to slap the shit out of you.
I don't know what it's about. Tiana was watching some of it, and it just has the worst dialogue and worst everything I've seen in a TV show.
You can also lump any show on the CW there.
Greenhouse is Netflix exclusive, I think. What about yours, Kaya?
Oh, even worse.
My top one most awful TV show I ever sat through. One season of, I guess, would be American Gods, with Dear White People season 2 being the close second and the reason I canceled Netflix finally. Such a worthless fucking platform.
It's Kaya. This one's for you, Kaya. Thank you, Mariska.
Thank you. This is from Braden Gutin? I don't know. Grand Admiral Kaya, the prisoner, the POW operation you ordered went smoothly. We have captured one of the islanders and waterboarded the pedo right out of that fuck, as requested. He has revealed the identity of another high-ranking officer among the islanders, Maddox. We await further orders.
Maddox, we are now... Go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going to get his little drunk lawyer to sue us as well now.
I was going to say, keep in mind, this is a shout-out. We are just reading it. We are not actually indicting Maddox as a pedophile.
It could be. I don't know. I'd pick him as a
type. Anyone could be, but...
This is from Duelt. Duelt says, "Hey, boys, hope you are all doing well. Just letting you guys know that we in Ireland have finally shook off the last influence on our laws by the Catholic Church, which is the 8th Amendment, in parentheses, banning abortion in Ireland. Thankfully, we voted around 66% in favor of repealing, so now the church will have even harder times ahead with finding new kitties."
Yay.
Good news.
Good. Yay, democracy.
Fuck you, church. Good
job. I actually read that headline not too long
fedora.
Ago.
Okay, this is from Dizzy. "Hey boys, Dizzy here. Hope all is well. Here's a question for you. What do you all think of the don't meet your heroes ideology? Have any of you met your heroes? If so, what was it like?" Do you want to go in Jack order or just throw shit at the wall?
I've never met anyone that I've idolized since I was a kid or anything.
I 100% think don't meet your heroes is one of the strongest ideologies I've ever heard. I think it's nothing
Who'd
but disappointment
meet?
From start to finish. I can't
Who'd you meet?
I can't think of any hero that I've met, but you just always see that when people meet people in real life, it's either like plastic fake, oh, they're nice, you know, they were a nice guy, whatever, or just an asshole. It's like at the end of the day, if they have a big following, there is no conceivable way they could give a shit about the individuals. So I am completely for that idea.
I don't have heroes, but yeah, I don't meet them. It's a recipe for disaster. Having a hero basically just means having high expectations of somebody, which, as you might realize, means disappointment regardless.
I absolutely don't think you should meet your heroes. Or if you do, go in with realistic expectations that they're a person. They take shits and get mad, too.
This is from Brandon, Perpetual Victim Todd. "Not only did you lose half of my shout-out last month, Kaya, you also doxed me, Brandon Todd, as a homeless shitbag. Thanks, you fuck. Please support my very real struggle as a dox victim at patreon.com/blueshaverecruiter.
You also doxed me, Brandon Todd, who lives at this address, and this is his phone number.
I'm sure you're a nice person, Brandon Todd, and not a perpetual victim. If anybody finds you, send them flowers.
This one is from probably my favorite Patreon name yet, Kayak Oars On. Alright, hello, I wrote a haiku for you guys. Official podcast. Charlie is the fucking worst. Suck my 3-inch cock. Thank you for your time. Love you guys. Please kick Charlie from the podcast.
That sounds just like Kayak
so
Oars.
Sweet.
Yeah. That was beautiful. I'm tearing up.
Yeah, thanks, Kayak.
Thank you, Kayak Oars On.
This one comes from Cisco Kid. "Hi, official podcast. I know you guys told us if we wanted someone on as a guest, we should ask them. I did exactly that, and they actually said yes. Now, I assume you just won't have just anyone on. What criteria do you consider when hosting a guest? Should they just reach out to you?" Yes, they should. "Since you guys like good scams, look up Bracco the Gazer. People pay and travel to see him on stage as he just stands there and stares at the crowd." That sounds cool. "Will the following please read their own lines, please? Jackson, I think you're a cool dude and appreciate what you do for the official podcast and support it."
Andrew, I think your passion I think your I fucking God. Andrew, I love your passion and remind me a bit of myself in that sense. My Hero Academia looks to be getting a video game, which looks good.
Squirting bukkake porn.
Calls of Mass Confusion YouTube channel, pussies. Small, underrated, and deserving of recognition.
Thanks for all you guys do, Charlie. I'm a few months older than you when I found your Quap video, and the rest is history. Growing up with you and my best friend and hearing your crazy stories and the rest of the official podcast has been life-improving. Peace out, Cisco Kid. P.S. Today is my 24th birthday. Happy birthday, Cisco Kid.
Shame that we got these shout-outs a few days after we asked them, so it's far too late now to wish him a happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday, officially.
It's not his birthday.
And thank you for your kind message. Thank you for your birthday. Happy birthday. Thank you.
This is from Steve McKenzie. Charlie, I love your dog so much. Holy fuck, it's so cute. Yeah, Tetris cute. I agree.
This is from Cell Verdasco. Heyo.
The best.
That's
one.
A good way to end it.
All right, thank you so much for donating on Patreon for that. Them shoutouts, them lovely little, nice little mammogram messages. We appreciate all of your support on Patreon.
Mammogram messages?
Yeah, because they're full of they're the tits. So thank you so much for your support and your love, and we thank you. And we couldn't do it without you. I mean, we could, but it makes our lives easier. We love doing this podcast, but we also love the support that you guys give us, and thank you very much for it. Tune in next week for another episode featuring a real life talking dog. You'll have to find out. That's clickbait right there. Now you're interested, now you're invested. All right, patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. Kyle, what's the website? Give them that too.
official.men.
that's the one.
Links in bio.
Merch in bio. Watch the TV news. Watch CNN. We might be on there one day soon. You never know. All right. Well, see you later. Goodbye.
Thanks for watching this shit show. See ya. Bye.